Makes sense.
Welcome to the Make Sense podcast, where we apply the science, art, and philosophy of sense-making to the things that make you go, those most pressing thoughts and discussions going on in our minds today. The Make Sense podcast is an expense-free service with the intention of helping you execute on the concept of changing the way you look at things so that the things that you look at can begin to change. Welcome, everybody. Today, I can't believe we're on episode 2 of this journey. We're going to make sense of growth. To seek or not to seek? That is the question. So the intention of this particular episode, and it's perfectly timed, you'll notice that the episodes are in sequence to help you kind of grow and evolve. But this particular episode's intention is to arm and equip you with the basic understanding of the challenges that we face to grow and acquire our goals and dreams. I always found it fascinating how two people from the same circumstances get different results. So we're going to also provide easy to follow action steps and strategies, as always, to begin leveraging a better life experience for you and those you love. Remember, you're listening to a podcast right now, and the chances are you're going to make some distinctions and breakthroughs from this podcast today, but that does not amount to results. Learning is nothing more than another form of distraction in the absence of action. So this is a great next discussion and next step after last week's episode on brain awareness perception. That's a very, very crucial step, but we got to kind of learn how to put things into play and what might get in the way. I guess that just rhymed. And we also want to learn about these amazing sense-making machines that are going on in our brains all the time and how they play a role in all of this. So why is this topic relevant as a logical next step after brain awareness perception? Well, think about it. Once we awaken how our sense-making machines work, and we recognize that, we begin to identify the things that hold us back or are involved in that programming. We can then decide at any time that we want to begin the process of reclaiming control as the shot callers in our lives. So that's the next step. It says, okay, great, I'm aware of all that, but I want to take that next crucial step and I want to reclaim control. I want to be the shot caller, the dominant creator and force in my life. This is what we want to do. And this begins with making what I call a quality decision to go after something. And that requires a no matter what decision. And I think this is such a fascinating topic because everybody knows it. It's one of those things that we know we need to do, make a decision with no quit, commit to it no matter what. But let's talk a little bit about that no matter what. Why is that an important thing to decide? I mean, how many times have you said that you're going to do something no matter what? Whether it be a marriage or any sort of a health, physical, mental, or financial goal. So to categorize and label your decisions to go after something or go somewhere no matter what, think about what that means when you say it. It says, there's nothing that will stop me. It's not an easy thing to do, to take a made-up mind and request it to move in a different way. So I like to use the analogy of an oil tanker. Now you're going to hear me talk a lot about this oil tanker. So here's some language and some verbiage for you and your sense-making machine. Here's what's interesting about an oil tanker analogy. It weighs somewhere between 80,000 and 120,000 deadweight tons, and it's steaming along, believe it or not, even at that side, steaming along at a clip of about 20 to 25 miles per hour. So just imagine that. Imagine what it would take to turn that sucker around in another direction. It would take some time, no? Let's just say that would be an easy and doable task compared to that of turning the oil tanker around in your cranial vault. So what I'm saying is take that oil tanker analogy and recognize that that is easy in comparison to the oil tanker of your cranial vault. Why? Well, imagine this for a sec. If you go to that captain in the ship that's steering that oil tanker and you make a request to change course and he says no, and then further explains that the course that he has selected is the course that he has always taken and it's always been successful for the past 30 plus years. It's the safest and most effective course, and he refuses to allow anything else. Now, you have another step that goes beyond that oil tanker example with the captain that's got his mind made up and this is the way he's going. Before you even begin the process of course correcting your sense-making machine, you have to somehow convince your captain to even consider the change against its will. The captain of the oil tanker, he's just doing his job and he knows that it's the right thing to do. But the captain in your cranial vault has an opinion about it and it's personal. as well. He's very dedicated to his job, and he takes pride in his 30-year record of getting to the ship on time. Who is the captain in your mind, in your cranial vault? The closest thing I can come to is we call that your ego, and it has every intention of staying the course. You see, your ego is actually not your enemy. Your captain is not working against you. It's actually your employee, and it's extremely dedicated to you and what it is that you've taught it to do after all these years. A lot of people think the ego is some sort of an evil force working against you. Stop and think for a second. Who taught your ego? Your ego works for you and it thinks it's doing the right job, just like the captain of the oil tanker. Not to mention the fact that you have also taught your ego, get this, now you're going to see why it's so tough to change things. You've also taught your ego to not listen to you when you come up with a new idea that contradicts the one that goes against the core principles that it has been trained to protect. So what does that mean? Your ego knows that you have a tendency every now and then to tell it that you want to do something else. And your ego is trained to recognize that. So when you do make that request for a change, your ego's like, oh, this is what you were talking about when you told me it was going to happen. You're just kidding. Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids. Remember that commercial where the rabbit, you know, the tricks commercial, I'm dating myself right now, where the rabbit actually tries to cross out the word kids on the cereal box, and he replaces the word kids with rabbit so that he would indicate that the cereal is for rabbit. The kids represent your ego and laugh at the rabbit and say, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. So think about that for a second. Think about how tough it is to have your brain, your sense-making machine programmed and trained to go in a certain direction. And all of a sudden you say, hey, we're going to change the way we look at things. So the things that you look at change. Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. Let's take a moment to have a sponsor break right now.
The Make Sense podcast is sponsored by the Make Sense Academy, co-created by both myself, Mika, aka the chicken, and the dragon. The Make Sense Academy is a live interactive community. We're like-minded, solution-focused, curious seekers of expansion gather daily in a mastermind setting with both Chicken and Dragon, where they have access to premium content, online courses, and powerful collaboration and networking, all for $24 a month. The Make Sense Academy and its members are solely responsible for funding the Make Sense podcast. So feel free to reach out to us at www.riseupwithdragon.com. And check out the Make Sense Academy, risk-free, with a money-back guarantee. Now, back to the Make Sense podcast.
So let's talk about this for a second. What does it actually mean to make a decision to move in a different direction? For one thing, it involves risk. Think about what risk means to you at this time. We're going to change our relationship with that in a little bit. What's the risk of changing courses? When we set our eyes on something that we desire that sits in a new place, a different location, a different place from our day-to-day scheduled, or as I call it, your regularly scheduled program, it comes with the risk that we may be making the wrong decision, or that we might fail, or even perhaps what I consider to be the biggest risk, perhaps that we might succeed. You know that saying, we're powerful beyond measure, that's our greatest fear. We might actually succeed and not be able to handle it. That's attached to the O word, overwhelm. So you can see all these things working against you when you make a decision to do this, plus the ego. However, due to the fact that as humans, we possess one quality that makes us extremely unique amongst most all other life forms. As a species, we have both been blessed and cursed with the fact that we, unlike most species, know that we're going to die. This brings up a whole different discussion that we'll unpack in a further episode. We're going to unpack and make sense of that. I believe it's episode 6 of this podcast, where we discuss death and dying. But for the sake of this conversation right now, it's actually a really fun concept to have, and we're going to help you resolve a lot of concepts about death and dying so that we can get on with living. But for the sake of what we're talking about right now, we know that we have a limited resource of time here. This is a really crucial thing, because if you're not thinking about that, if you're not aware of that, and you're aware of that right now because I brought it up, but if you're making a decision to go in a new direction and you're not aware of that, you might be fooled into thinking that you have more time to think about it. So this brings in the concept of urgency. But it's a limited resource, this thing called time. And it makes the decision to take risks, well, let's say more risky because you don't want to waste time. So there's two sides of risk and time. One side of it is it says, hey, don't waste time. We don't have much. And the other side says, you better go for it. We don't have much time. But then we somehow shift. We have all the potential. You, me, we all have this potential to flip the script and reframe any narrative to validate taking that risk. Why is this important? Remember what we're talking about is really following through, setting a goal and getting goal. Why is this important? To learn how to move into a place where you're up for the challenge of taking risks? Well, first, risk, discomfort, and that inconveniently placed hard work, it's required for growth. It's actually the main ingredient for growth, if that's what you seek. Second, there is potentially an even greater risk. In fact, a guarantee of an even greater risk on the other side of this risk that we're contemplating. That being the decision to not take risks. You see, if you're unaware of these things in this moment that you're setting goals, you're going to give yourself that hall pass to step aside and not go after this. Why? And you're going to validate it and say there's a risk associated. Now, let's just take a pause right now. The reason why I'm explaining this right now is this podcast is going to go deep into these discussions, these things that make you go, And if you don't understand this concept, you might find yourself in some sort of an oscillating pattern where you make a breakthrough from listening to this podcast or you go to a seminar or something happens. We go, aha, and the light bulb pops off and it puts you in a direction. And for whatever reason, you don't follow through. That's why we have to implement this language right now and understanding. So what's the risk of not pushing forward into the sucky nature of the uncomfortable unknown? Well, it carries a 100% guarantee of no growth. Think about that. That's the definition of insanity. Say we want growth, and this is just personal growth 101, but I need it to come fresh into your mind before we go any further. Carries a 100% guarantee of no growth without risk, without facing fears, without accepting challenges and doing the hard things. That's the problem. There's no growth. When you find yourself seeking growth, it's important to fully embrace that. I like to say embrace the suck, right? The suck is a whole other conversation we're going to have fun with. If things don't suck right now, chances are you're not in the arena of play. So as I always say, isn't it mysterious how the universe and God, whatever it is you want to call it, have placed everything that we desire inconveniently on the other side of a big pile of shit. So what does that mean? It means that we must become shit navigators if it's growth that we seek and winning that we seek. We have to actually get excited when the shit shows up or the adversities or the obstacles, and we have to say, this is it. This is what I'm supposed to do. We must learn to move through the shit, under it or over it or around it. In fact, we must often come to realize that the shit isn't even real and only a figment of our imagination and a mirage per se that was created by our programmed minds. You see how this is all falling into place. Sometimes you create this idea that there's too much risk associated when there isn't. Fascinating. So I contend that there is a version of you that not only has the ability to navigate through the suck, but a version of you that has no second thought to it and almost enjoys it and gets excited because you're connected more so with what's on the other side of the challenge rather than focused on the challenge itself. Stop and think about that for a second. When you're looking at something that you want, are you focused on the challenge of getting it? Or are you focused on the value of having it? This is a crucial, crucial step. And that's where we talk about the difference between why power and why not power. We have all of these wonderful excuses set up and we understand why through evolution. We're just removing ourselves from the pain of failure and the pain of overwhelm and things like that. And this goes way, way back. This is an important awakening and power move to make before we go any further in this series. Important because we're going to discuss some wonderful breakthroughs that can place you in the fast lane towards your dream life. But they're going to require action beyond that knowledge and breakthrough. So to move from the jacuzzi experience of learning, which is where you are right now, take note of that. We're not in action right now. You're not in action because you're listening to a podcast. Right now, you're learning and you're making those acknowledgements and breakthroughs. You want to move out of that jacuzzi experience into a pivotal experience where you're actually taking action. Remember this, learning is nothing more than a distraction. in the absence of action. Here's the secret to making these hard decisions and taking radical action and accepting the risk with no second guess or doubt and no quit with 100% follow through. You have that ability, and I'm just going to shift your brain and we're going to reframe right now so you can see it. And what I'll tell you is that once you understand and embrace what I'm about to share with you, you'll find yourself not looking at challenges and risks as hard but necessary. I call this example the air, and it's an excerpt from my book, Makes Sense. Come with me for a few minutes here. A little bit dark, but the point will be taken. Let's envision that you and I were in a pool together, and all of a sudden, completely by surprise, I grab your head and I push it underwater. Now, you're confused by all of this, but you can feel that I mean business. And at that moment that you feel me holding your head underwater, what is your goal and greatest desire? Think about it. What is your greatest goal and desire in that moment that your head is underwater? That's right. It's air, to breathe, right? So you make an attempt to wiggle free, but then you realize that I'm really strong and you can't break free. Does your urgency for the air get bigger or smaller? Does it increase or decrease once you've made that first effort and it didn't work out? Bigger. Am I right? So what are you now willing to do to break free and get that air? Anything and everything, even at the risk of dying. In this scenario, did you even for a second think about the risks that were associated with trying hard? Or did you second guess yourself and ponder whether this was the right time or whether you were the right person for the job? Did you have any concerns that you would waste your time trying and contemplate just rolling over and dying? No. Why use this example? Because you just flipped a switch in your brain and you reframed the narrative of the shit that sits in between you and everything you desire in life. You see, it's not the shit. It's not the challenge. It's not the hard work. And it's not about your motivation and timing and things like that, or self-belief. That's not what gets you there. It's what's on the other side that determines whether or not you will engage in the work and follow through. You see, the work and the suck and the challenge that often gives you the ability to assess risk or decide to fight or flight. Once you know that it is actually necessary, it is the vehicle. You know, a lot of the Stoic greats like Ryan Holiday wrote a book called The Obstacle is the Way. That's what it means. It doesn't mean like it's just the direction. It's actually the vehicle. If you're not in the obstacle, then you're not moving towards your goal. So it's about connecting to that goal and its value and recognizing what it is that takes you there. And you know all of this stuff. And I just want to give you a little bit of a disclaimer. The next time you get to that juncture when you're facing the suck, even if you know what's on the other side and its value, you're still going to contemplate turning around. That's totally normal. If you take last week's episode and you look at this idea of brain awareness perception and you start thinking, well, I know why that's happening, and you just shift from being a participant in it and listening to it, letting it be the shot caller, to flipping a switch, and we'll teach you more about this in further episodes, to actually become the shot caller of even your thoughts and feelings and just observe them and say, yes, I'm having those thoughts and feelings. I understand why, brain awareness perception. Then look at the goal and the value on the other side and then recognize that what it is that you're struggling with right now is good and it's necessary. So before we move on to the next episodes, where we're going to make sense of potential breakthroughs and strategies to become the dominant creator of your reality, I recommend that you start getting to know what you actually want in life. This is going to make this podcast experience unique. I'm not here to teach you what it is that you should do or what you should want. That's on you. And if you don't know what that is right now, you'll get a lot from this podcast, but you won't go into action. Reminds me of a great quote. I think it was Henry Ford. And he says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Can you see why people get sucked into the vortex of personal growth? We become like almost like personal growth junkies. And we learn all these valuable skills and tools to get forward in life, but we don't know where we're going. So just try to make this the pivotal experience and not a jacuzzi experience. Decide what it is that you want. Where do you want to go in life and what do you want and why? And I can just tell you that if you connect it to the things that matter most, and if it becomes as important to you as your air when your head is underwater, guess what? You don't need any assistance in how to get it. Only some concepts and tools to make it a little bit easier, but not easy. Otherwise, this podcast and the awesome stuff coming your way is just going to help you create the illusion that you're growing, by simply knowing more stuff. So I'm just trying to give you a little bit of a warning, because that's not what I want for you. One of my great mentors, Dan Bell, he always said this. He says, you know that there's not only 10 commandments, there's 11. And I said, what's the 11th commandment? He says, thou shalt not kid thyself. Welcome to the dance floor and arena of play, my friends. And remember this, if you learn something today, please give it away. That's the only way it's going to stay. We hope that you will help us share this podcast with the world. Have a great day, friends.
Makes sense.